Welcome to our Thursday evening Healing Codes Q&A. This is December the 19th, and this is our last Healing Code call for this year. We thank you for your participation this year. We thank you for being part of the family. If there's anything that we can do for you, we would be honored to do it. Blessings to you and yours during this holiday season, and may blessings upon blessings be yours. Do we have any comments or questions before we get started this evening? Well, we will begin with the healing code prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to any of these areas be found, opened and healed by filling, and you can say me, with love, light, life, and the love of God. I also pray the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Take a deep breath. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you begin to come in for the discussion, take a deep breath. And is there something you want to say? Something you desire to do? you have a specific feeling. Take note of any of this or a combination of these and whatever needs to be healed, let it be healed. Take another gentle, deep breath and join us. Does anyone have anything they would like to share or comment or whatever? Please hit star 2 to raise your hand. Well, normally I have a word or something for the evening, and this evening I don't. So let's all contribute to this call. And as I thought about what to talk about tonight, there are so many mixed emotions that is wrapped around this particular season in America. That my spirit just didn't come up with one. What has come up frequently today is time. How are we spending our time? Are we in gratitude? Are we in love? Are we in fear? What is your greatest concern or fear around this time of the year? Are you, your loved ones? And where does all the generosity go on December 25th? And how do we spread that peace and that gratitude throughout the year? What is it about this time of the year that makes you sad? What is it about this time of the year that makes you joyful and happy and alive? If you created your perfect Christmas day, what would it be? Any comments, please feel very free to hit star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2. Are you focused on what all you're going to change next year, hoping it would be a better year? What has gone on in your physical world this year that has been different? And at the end of the day, not only on Christmas Day, but every day of the year, how do you debrief your day to sleep in peace and live in peace? Now, come on, group. Star 2 to raise your hand. This is the season that everyone has something to share, I think. Okay, thank you, Atlanta, Georgia. 6779.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, hello. This is Holly.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And can you give me codes for particular things?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Well, we can discuss it.
I have eye problems. I have glaucoma. I have cataracts. And part of the glaucoma is I have holes in my optic eyes, optic nerves, rather. And I have been using the healing codes, but I just use a regular code. And it doesn't seem to do as well as when I have a specific code for the for the specific ailment. And you know, I called Cindy, the gentleman who used to have these Thursday night calls.
Tom Costello.
Pardon me?
Tom Costello.
Yes, Tom used to give me those, and I had called Cindy after Tom's wife died. I called Cindy in the office, and she said that I could either pay $200 to get a code, which I don't have, and or I could call on Thursday night and get a code. So that's why I'm calling.
Well, I am sorry that we've never been able to give custom codes here. But what we can do is explore some possibilities for you if you would like to do that.
Yes.
Okay. What is the... Give me a second, please.
Sure.
Okay, this is what the healing code, universal code. If you
yeah, that's what I've been using.
If you do it with the intention of being healed, it will work very powerful and completely. So,
I've been doing that for months and months and months and months, and it's not working.
Okay. All right, let's take a deep breath, please. So I sense there could be a belief that you are not good enough to be financially able to find out, to afford the custom code through a coach, or life is too dark for you to look at through your natural eyes. So there's a scarcity belief about you can't afford a coach, and reality is you may not have the physical money. And so looking at the belief, because the eyes are about seeing and about being able to see the beauty, to be able to see, this comes up for me, to be able to see your way out of whatever circumstances they are. But it's this is my sense, that you have a belief about being worthy of being healed. You have a scarcity that you don't have the money, and you feel let down that no one has volunteered to help you. Life has lots of disappointments. Does any of that resonate?
No, not really.
Okay. So if you explained, if you shared, and remember these calls are recorded, if you shared, if you just started speaking about your fear.
My fear is of going blind.
Okay. And I'm thinking, I would do the universal code with the intention of I am safe even if I lose my physical eyesight. I will be loved. I will be taken care of. I have an efficiency.
Okay.
And I encourage you to breathe because I hear you in your head instead of your spirit. And so just taking some deep breaths, even adding to it, I commit to be healed from the spirit level.
Okay, I don't wish to pursue this any longer. I want a code, and that's really all I'm going to be satisfied with.
Well, and so there's an area to look at.
Okay.
And I'm not being critical. I'm doing my best to help you.
I know.
So when you said that's what I'm going to be satisfied with, there was a resistance to receiving and that you could be helped by some other way than just the way you want it.
Well,
because
when when you said, would I like to explore some other possibilities, I thought you meant ways of getting the code.
Well, I think if you call Cindy and tell her you don't have the money and you need a code, she might ask one of the coaches to give you a code.
Okay,
I'm asking you to explore there could be other possibilities. You can take the universal code and create your own code. Do you have the large manual of the 12-day codes and things?
Yes, I do.
You can take that manual and create your own codes. You can be the master of your life.
Okay.
Well, and I regret that there was a miscommunication because we've never been able to give custom codes on these calls. Now, Tom and Marianne, they walk to their own beat.
Yeah.
And they were great people, loving, generous people. And did he give you a code on this call? Oh, I know where you can get it. And do you do this? Is it true? I don't know whether it's. Ask Cindy, when is that free call with Alex and Johanna that they give out free codes?
Okay.
It's Alex
and Johanna.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
okay,
and then I would also ask her, is any coaches giving free codes?
All right.
Are not free codes, but they're working with people who've asked because of financial reasons they can't pay for it. Let me ask you this. If you was wealthy, would you pay for coach?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If you, and I don't know that you're not, if you were wealthy, would you pay a coach for a code?
I'm sorry, if I what?
If you were wealthy, if you had all the money.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Okay. Okay. So that opens up a whole door for you to be able to get a free code. But the call I'm speaking of with Alex and Johanna, they do free codes on that call.
All right. Would that be the, let's see, there is a call on Wednesday night that I've never gone to, but that
a lot has changed, so I'm not sure. I know it used to be during the day. I do not know if they've changed it at night. I think the one that I'm thinking about at night, they charge for. Does anyone else on this call know? Okay, hold on. Let me see what Miss Cindy has to say. Hey, Miss Cindy, help me out here, hon.
This is Candy.
Candy, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The Cutting Edge calls on Wednesday at Central Time. It's 1:00. Now they won't be having any more Cutting Edge calls till I think it's the second. Let's see. It'll be after New Year's when they start the new call again. It'll be the first Wednesday of the new year. And then I know she can ask for, on the Cutting Edge calls that Alex does and Johanna, she can ask for a code there, and then they can help her. They will give her a code.
Well, great. That's the Cutting Edge starting in January.
Correct. Yes. And you could go back to the archives and, listen to them because they are under once you get into the Healing Codes website, you can get in and find the Cutting Edge calls, and you can hear some of those calls, too. And then I think, as far as I know, they still are, as when she gives a code, I think that part is still being recorded. I'm not for sure. I know it used to be. I haven't listened for a little bit. But anyway, on those Cutting Edge calls, I know the ones going back, I think they listed some of the codes that people would ask for on there. And also, when you have time, if you have the regular Healing Codes book, you can go through the 12 steps, the 12 days. That's very helpful. That's been helpful to me. Also, if you have when I started in doing the Healing Codes in 2003, all we had was pieces of paper and codes, the original Healing Codes workbook, whatever, you did a code 7 or 8 minutes at one time compared to the codes that we do now that we do 30 seconds in transit position. That's really helpful. You go through, and you'll find it in the Healing Codes. If you have the regular Healing Codes book, it'll be in there, the 12 days to healing, or 12 days, I think that's what it calls, 12 steps. Starts out with forgiveness and health beliefs. And also, I'm giving a lot of information on the website. There's a part that's called Trilogy. It's a three-step process. And it's very, very helpful. And you can, he gives the video. Alex does the video. And it's not that complicated. It's not that hard to learn. And that's very helpful. And that's a really powerful tool to use. And it's free. Okay, that's really, that's really, to me, that's really powerful. And, I mean, I still do that. I've been doing this for... of 2003, and I really didn't understand it until he came out with the book, you know, and then kind of laid it out in plain sight, and for me it made it more understanding. But I think if you, I mean, don't give up, it's like we all have, you know, whatever our issues are, it's like peeling off one onion, you know, like take an onion and it has one layer of skin and another layer of skin. Well, so do we. And after however many years, you know, we expect instant healing automatically. Well, it doesn't always happen that way. It takes time, you know, it takes time. But there will be, you will see results. Do not give up, you know, do not give up on, you know, don't get discouraged. Stay in there. Do the process. I would also tell you to, you know, because I'm a believer, I do, you know, take the word of God, you know, take, you know, and read it, apply it. But don't give up on the healing codes, because it does work. It does work. It just, it takes time, because it's like we all have issues, and it takes time for those issues to heal. And we expect healing instantly, and sometimes it just takes a while for us to respond in the proper way that I believe God has intent for us to heal. So don't, like I said, it does work. Don't give up. Just keep on with the material that you have. It does, you know, like I said, it is a lot of material to learn. Don't get bogged down. And if you get onto the website, it can be overwhelming. But just stick with whatever material you have and don't give up, because it does work. And like I said, when you have time, do this. I don't know how far they've archived the Thursday night calls and then the custom and then the cutting edge calls, but those, especially the cutting edge calls that Alex does, are really, you know, he gives some powerful insight, you know, issues and things to think about besides the parts that Johanna does. But I think they would be able to, and those, and when you call in there to the cutting edge call on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, I know it's 1 o'clock in the central time. I'm not sure what it is for the other time zones. You know, those calls, I mean, the codes are free and are very, you know, are very helpful. When she says to do it, you know, she'll give you time, like 2 weeks, whatever, and like I said, and she'll give you time, you know, to do the codes. And then if you need another call, then another code, when it's up, your 2 weeks is up, call in. Don't get discouraged. Just keep on, because that does work. Trust me. I've seen a lot of healing results in my own life, and it's very, very helpful. And I just want you to.
Did I understand you correctly? You said that the codes are only for 2 weeks.
No. Sometimes when Johanna gives you a call, like you call in for a custom code on Wednesdays, when you call in for a custom code, the codes that she gives are usually for 2 weeks. But sometimes the codes can last longer than that, you know. It just, you know, so I said this code is good for 2 weeks. And it doesn't mean the code is not good even longer. It's just that the effectiveness of it, you know, whenever you start the code is there. But the code is good. It, you know, after 2 weeks, you may not, you know, for some people, the code lasts longer than that. And sometimes, you know, people, like I said, just sort of say the code is good for a certain amount of time, depending upon when you start, you know, you start doing the code. But no, the code is good.
Okay.
In other words, the effectiveness of the code is good.
Have you ever gone through and done the 12 days?
Yes, I did. But not recently.
Well, I would also encourage you to begin that again. And, you know, that's something you can continuously do. It's like, well, I eat three times a day. And so those are always powerful and very strong. And that's what Alex used to recommend, is that you would continuously go through them, and then there would be a time when you would have an interruption and you would just do a code for whatever you felt like you were lacking or that was bothering you the most.
Okay, well, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
I appreciate all the information I got.
Thank you for joining us. Yes.
Okay. Well, good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Miss Candace, thank you, honey. Okay. Any other comments? Questions? Anything anyone else would like to share? Well, as we go through this holiday season, and as we go into the new year, hello there. All right. You're on the air, Miss Burns.
Hello again. Have you done, I was just curious, have you done the, Lori, have you done the, have you done the trilogy?
I don't do the trilogy regularly. I do much, me personally, with my makeup, I do much better with the healing code because I love the river of life. I love that one. And then I add the codes to it. The other part of it, and I don't want to say it because the last time I mentioned the word, I got a call that I wasn't supposed to mention, but the first part of the trilogy, I have not memorized all the hand positions, and so I get lost in the hand positions, and so I'm much better off with simplicity and with the intention that I am being healed at every level. So do you or anyone else on the call have any experience or insights about this? I know a lot of people have had great results, but when he came out with the trilogy, I was right in the midst of taking care of voice. And so I'm certified in the trilogy, and So I will take that as an encouragement. I need to look at it again.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
Well, for me, you know, once, of course, I think one of the, well, you know, your friend and my friend Kay, you know, she kind of, you know, has a way of work, you know, walking a person through that. Now, I never really gotten on the website, but I put in a cassette one night. You know, I'm old fashioned, so I started had a cassette and my recorder. And so she was doing one of the, as Kay Spooner was doing one of the trilogy, you know, her time as the coach on Thursday night. So, and I put that in, and then we played the tape and copied my notes and everything and got familiar with it that way. And then after doing it a couple of times, I kind of got familiar with what kind of like memorized the different positions. Not only memorize it, but you kind of put a visual picture out there where everything's at. And it just, like I said, I think within a month, I pretty much had had the positions down. And, I can tell it's, I don't know how to explain the energy part of it to you. I mean, how to really explain it, but I can just kind of, I mean, it's not like I want to run laps or anything like that, but it's kind of like I just can feel the energy level in my body different than what it was before. It's kind of hard to really explain, but I can just kind of feel, so I really like it. I like the healing codes too. I like the healing codes. I like the universal code. I mean, at those times I still do the universal code, and I kind of let my spirit direct me, okay, universal code or trilogy, but I like it all. It's all very good.
It's all good. And I love the river of life. I do that constantly, but it's been an interesting year, as you know, my friend. And then I had a little awakening, which I never dreamed I would ever have. So it would be interesting to see what my next steps are and where I go and how I show up.
Well, I will be praying for you, my friend, too, in your journey in your life, and I'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That.
You are welcome.
Well, do you have anything else, Kendra?
No, I don't, except to wish you and the lady that called in, and I pray that she will continue to be a part of the Healing Coach family and all the others, just a very blessed and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and that your life will be filled with God's blessings and love, and that God loves you, and I love you, and I just wish God's best and blessings to everyone.
Well, bless you, my friend. I appreciate your consistent contributions to these calls and your insights, and cherish your prayers and as a gift and a blessing. So, as we close tonight, whatever your situation is, and wherever you are when you listen to this call, may you be transformed at every level, mind, body, and spirit, with a love and a light and a truth that is unshakable. And as you end 2019 and you begin 2020, it's the tick of a clock. Make sure that you understand your ticking as you go through the day, that you are love, light, and truth. Ever how you celebrate this holiday season, may it be blessed. Go in peace. Thank you. Thanks, Ms. Candace. I appreciate it, and I guess we'll see you in the new year.
Yes. Blessings, everyone. Have a happy, wonderful, blessed Christmas.
You too. Take care.
I will. All right.
Bye-bye.